Next week, we'll be starting Advent, and we'll be starting a new liturgical year. And always on the last Sunday of the liturgical year, we always celebrate Jesus Christ, you know, King of the universe. Jesus as our King. And so often, you know, we forget that Jesus is our King. And it's nice to have this reminder every year, reminding us that, you know, our whole life is to be centered around our King, who is Jesus Christ, who is our ruler. And so often we get caught up and we either do things and we make ourselves our own king, we make people around us, you know, the king, our rulers, or we make, you know, material things in our world or the passions that we are driven by. We have all these things that, you know, can rule us or guide us into places. But we always have to be asking, you know, who is my king? And if the answer is not Jesus, then we always have to make a correction. Because Jesus Christ is our king. And we see in the gospel today that he's separating the sheep from the goats. And we see that, you know, the thing that separated the goats and the sheep were that these sheep were doing these acts of charity, you know, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the prisoners. And the goats were the ones that weren't doing that. And they were amazed that, you know, they asked both the question, you know, where were you? And Jesus told them that, you know, he was in the least of the person around us. Now, Jesus is always giving us these opportunities to serve him. You know, whether it's to do these acts of charity, whether it's to go to him in prayer, whether to live out that life of Jesus, he's always giving that opportunity, always reaching out. And it's for us to always say yes, to always follow in those footsteps that Jesus is asking us, to allow him to be the king of our life, to allow him to rule our life. Because it's so easy for us, you know, to be like those in the gospel that, you know, we don't see where Jesus is in our life. We don't see his hand. We're not always looking for him. We're not always trying to do what he is asking. And so often it's easy for us to get caught up at being like those goats and, you know, just doing the things that we want to do and not serving our Lord. Because we know that if we follow Jesus, that he's going to bring us one thing. You know, eternal and perfect happiness, which is in heaven. And he's just asking us that as we are here today on earth, is to always be looking at those places that we can serve him better. You know, so often we think of rulers, we think of kings, you know, we think of people that, you know, rule from a throne, you know, that are rich and powerful, that don't know what's going on with the average person. But we see that Jesus is different. You know, he rules as a shepherd. He knows all his sheep. He wants to take care of us all. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be with him. You know, he goes and searches out the lost sheep. You know, he laid down his life for all of us. And so often we forget to go to him. You know, it's not too often that you can, you know, when we go to prayer, you know, we're building that relationship with Jesus. It's so easy to go and ask him for the things that we need. It's so easy for us to help build that relationship. So often we put it aside. You know, there's not too many leaders where you can just, wherever you are, no matter what you're doing, you can go and go to him. Ask him for his guidance. Ask him for his help. And it's constantly doing this every day. You know, from the moment we wake up, handing over the day to Jesus, handing over the day to God, so that everything in it belongs to him. Reminding ourselves that, you know, no matter what happens in that day, anything that's good, you know, it comes from Jesus. It comes from God. You know, so often we get caught in the trap that, you know, it's the things that I do that produce the good things, You know, it's all dependent on us. But all the good in our life is dependent on our Lord, on our King. And it's constantly reminding ourselves that, you know, everything that we do, no matter where we are, what we're doing, we have to hand it over to God. Allow Him to rule in that part of our life so that we can constantly be in union with Him, constantly allowing Him to rule our life. So it's not us that are making the decisions. No, it's not the people around us. It's not the things in this world. But it's Jesus that is guiding us. Jesus, who is our King. And it all starts with always asking that question. Who is my King? What is ruling my life? And if the answer is not Jesus, then we always have to make that correction. Because we know that once we allow Jesus to rule in our life, we allow Him to be the King, the Lord of everything that we do, that He is always going to be guiding us into the right place. And it's constantly giving ourselves over to that, so that we can all proclaim that Jesus Christ is our King and Lord.